after all of his smack talking, after all of the phone calls, finally, after another hour and a half later, our buddy Zach Wild, our brother in arms, has made his way down here. We like to call him the retarded brother because he...
I got to be honest with you. Oh, your ass still looks amazing.
Thank you for that.
Dude, and that's what...
Should we start with the gayosity right away?
Well, yeah, because that's the only reason why everyone's packing Fenway. I mean, the thing is, we come rolling in, I get to see my Boston family, the Boston chapter, the Black Label. And, you know, it's the Yanks in Boston. But then I get to be greeted by your glorious ass. And
isn't it great?
It's phenomenal.
By the way, for the record, I am in Playboy this month.
Are you?
I'm not joking with you.
Well, I just got back auditioning for Chippendales.
Have you really? How good is that?
Oh, yeah, the wife's kind of pissed. Yeah. You know, but she'll have to deal with it. I got to make money on the side.
I understand that. Well, you know,
you got Ozzy, you got Black Label, I got other things. Yeah, I have other vested interests.
I understand. You got to do what you got to do. And if you got to shake your thing for the business, then, you know.
I got to be honest with you. The sex change operation, they really botched that thing up. I got to be honest with you on that one.
Well, the man teats look good, though. Do you have man teats wet right now?
No, the drinking problem has escalated slightly. You got to see this thing. I go, you call that a labia? You call that a labia? It don't look like a labia to me. I don't know what the hell's going on down there now. That's why I just got to keep drinking.
Either way you look at it, it's humid.
I want to ask you, how long have you been sleeping with my wife?
I can't. I would never risk that.
We have to get into this conversation.
I've
heard stories.
Now?
No, when I'm pounding the hell out of the warden, all I hear is, Paul, Andy, Sammy, Frank, Paul. I hear your name more often than these other guys.
You got to get home more often, too.
Well, who's paying the bills?
Well, all right. See, understand.
I thought we were brothers. I thought we were Black Label brothers. And in the meantime...
Course. You know, we would be if I could get my friggin' vest back.
No, I'm like sitting there plowing the warden, and she's going, oh, just stick it in me. I go, I've been in you for about the last half hour.
Oh, boy.
Now, she's not feeling anything. I know you're packing heat.
Oh, boy. This is how the broadcast is going to go. I can see already.
Yeah.
You've already begun that.
Oh, you know, I'm...
We're playing a game tonight, Zach. Every time you utter the phrase, because I'm not sure you understand this.
Oh, the bottom line. I heard it on the radio.
Every time you...
Okay, so no, we're not going with the bottom line. Now it's
going
to be... Where were we going? What was the term? Because what is it?
You're going to make up a new phrase?
Yeah, we're coming up with another gay phrase.
All right,
it's going to be the victorious option.
The victorious option.
Yeah, because we've got to be thinking about the troops, Ted Williams, the whole nine yards. We're going World War II vets.
So every time we say the victorious option, then everybody has to...
Yeah, it's a victorious option. Terrorism must be stomped out. There is no option. It's victory.
The victorious option.
No, it's a victorious option. We must succeed.
Absolutely.
So we're going victorious option.
Excellent. That's the way to go. So now
the bottom line could, you know, it's the bottom line. It's just like...
All right, and bottom line, everybody...
It's unofficial. It's unofficial right now. I can still do this cold bottom line, but the whole thing is...
Now another bottom line.
Hell yeah, this is a goddamn bottom line. I mean, you know, we can go stone cold on this one, but I mean, the thing is this. We'll go victorious option on something that is gay. So we'll go with victorious option.
All right, the victorious option is good. You know what I love is that you came incognito. You're not, you know, nobody is wearing their colors or anything like that. It's not like you're going to stand out inside the park.
No, not at all. But, you know.
Hey, where's Zach Wild sitting? I wonder where he's...
Dude, I tried doing it when I get in a sack with the warden. I'm wearing a feather boa and I'm wearing, you know, I got the garters on and everything like that.
And she still doesn't know you're there.
I still don't know. She still comes calling me Frank and Paul and everything like that. So, you know.
It'll happen.
What am I going to do? But the bottom line is, Paul.
We all have to drink again. Okay.
Oh, Christ. Everyone hit a cocktail. There we go. All right. You know, it is a victorious option.
No! I'm out of beer. I need another beer.
The bottom line is...
You can't do it. I don't have a beer.
There's two more beers. Go ahead.
All right. I'll take one of yours.
It's a victorious option.
Mike Inez says hello, by the way.
Oh, Mikey.
Mike's in town.
Black Label brother. Mikey's the best.
Yeah, he was in town. And Kenny Aronoff was in as well. And we were all, you know, just talking smack about you. And
talking about my sex change operation.
Yeah, well, there's that. Let's face it. Your acting debut in Rockstar was awe-inspiring. I mean,
I understand.
The words "Hello, Wichita" have never been uttered with more conviction. I mean, I was.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many guys and movie producer I had to suck off, and I had to have anal sex to get into that movie?
Seven.
I'm having trouble sitting down right now. Okay.
And it's been 3-4 years.
It was originally called Black Label Society. Now it's just Black Gaping Society. Okay. So, it's a black hole, brother. What's up, brother?
I mean, you dropped a bunch of names of people that were really famous and stuff. How come you had to use us to get tickets to the game today?
No one likes me. I, you know, the bottom line is my wife doesn't even like. My kids keep calling me Uncle Frank and keep calling me Uncle Paul.
Yeah.
And we got to discuss this situation as well.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. You brought like four other guys with you.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it.
Zach,
they don't like me either. So, you know, it's just like I'm still cleaning up Rottweiler crap in the backyard. And I got to keep making records and I can keep touring.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you're complaining. Why don't you go bag nails for a living? You could do that.
Oh, trust me, that would be easy compared to what I do. You want to be me? Trust me, kinda. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
If I did, if I could play like you, I certainly wouldn't be sitting here right now. That's one of the things.
12 hours a day. I gotta keep up every day.
We were talking about this. That
my pancreas, my liver, and my kidneys.
You'll give me those?
I'm 38 years old. But you're 38 years old in dog years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Let's move on to the next subject.
We were pointing out that you and Slash might be the best inebriated guitar players on the face of the earth.
Well, I just ran into Slash over in Europe.
That nobody can play in the condition that you guys are able to pull it off in. Like when you were at the indoor beach party.
Yeah, but we're cut from the same cloth as Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, I could see you definitely as the Mickey Mantle.
Are you going to have to go in the clubhouse and ask Dave about this?
You got pulled. Maybe you should ask him. You were friends with him. Don't you have a cell phone?
I can't even have sex with my wife, for Christ's sake. The warden even won't let me stick my tongue up her ass. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's another thing that Dave has to dump back at the studio right there. You can't mention that.
Bro, Paul, all I'm trying to do is go down on the warden, trying to go down on her, and then she just punches me in the head with a set of brass knuckles. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
Those aren't brass knuckles. Those are her breasts.
Your lovely wife, by the way?
Oh, the warden, no, she didn't want to come down to this event. This is going to be a brutal event. No.
This is good. Well, we're broadcasting and who's on first.
No, because she knows she's been sleeping with Paul for the last six and a half months.
Paul? Yeah.
Well, you know.
Have you been dipping your pen in the company ink?
Look, let's face it. If he can't, the black label ink? If he can't, I should.
Are you going to take that from him?
Every time I'm pounding the warden, I'm going, oh, babe, it's so good. What? I go, she goes, stick it in me. I go, I've been in you for the last half hour.
Paul, it was so
nice knowing you.
Asbest is going to be tough without you tomorrow, Paul.
It keeps going, Paul, Andy, Frank, Joe.
Hey, does this mean I get to do afternoon drive?
It may very well.
No, because you're part of this mess, too. We're all fired.
Excellent.
Hey, because I'm like, Paul, you've been lifting weights? He goes, no, Zach, I've been hanging weights off my schlong. But you know what I mean? It's just like...
And it's a good thing you are who you are.
He's a mountain of a man. I mean, you know, I'm going, dude, you look good, man. You've been lifting? He goes, yeah. Your wife's been digging it.
Oh.
This is what I got to deal with.
Yeah, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Zach gets to leave tomorrow. He gets to get down to the Tweeter Center and kick off Ozfest 2005.
Everyone wonders why. It's like, Zach, you got so much stuff going for you. You think, why are you eternally pissed off? Why? Well, Paul's been banging my wife for the last 6.5 months. You know, nobody cares about me. I got nothing going on. The kids don't even know who the hell I am. Just as long as I'm paying for stuff. You think I pay for anything on my own? I can't even get into a goddamn Yankee Red Sox game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you had to kiss our ass for that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I had to blow three guys, and I had to, you know, and then I had to get pounded in the ass.
I had to get fisted by three guys
in a parking lot before I got in there.
Give me that microphone. It's a good thing you can play guitar. Take it away from him.
Once again, I'll have to pay for this. So here we go.
Obviously, the voice you hear is Zach Wilde in my final broadcast.
We would like to say Zach Wilde.
Yeah.
Dude, when I get in the bedroom with the warden, it's Jack Mild.
Nah.
That's what you call me. So there you go.
You might as well come down here and hang out. We got Black Label Society in the house. Brutality. Tomorrow is Ozfest 2005.
Oh, yes.
And maybe my final broadcast here at WAAF.